Hi, Adele. How was the show?
It was fantastic. It was with Caitlin Gill, who is a delight at Robot Caitlin.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Is she a robot?
No. She said that this is what happened. She dressed as a robot once for Halloween.
Oh, okay.
She didn't realize that you can only change your Twitter handle once. You can change your Twitter name many times.
Oh, I see.
So she is Robot Caitlin forever.
Forever.
Do you know what I am on Yelp?
Mm.
Fireworks-cation. Because I, too, did not really realize.
You could only change it once.
And guess when I made that name up, I thought I'd change it to something fun.
I didn't know that you had a Yelp site.
Yelp. I don't. I have a Yelp profile
where I look at things. Oh, I see. Right.
And I sometimes check in.
Right, right. So nobody's coming and giving you Yelp reviews.
Of my stand-up, or of the Dork Forest.
Right.
Oh, I should make a Dork Forest Yelp. Any hoodle, Caitlin Gill.
What is her dorkdom?
Murder, She Wrote.
Oh.
The television program, which was part of her formative years, and is now available streaming on the interwebs.
It was part of an entire generation's formative years.
It was hers.
It was on for years and years.
It was on like 9 seasons.
Yeah, it was a long
show. She told me. I've already forgotten. Here's what I got out of the whole episode. Hmm. There was a guy named Dennis who was a recurring character. That wasn't his actor name. That was his character name.
His character name, Dennis.
And Dennis. And he was a 70-year-old man who was a jewelry thief who worked for an insurance company and would sometimes help Jessica Fletcher solve the crimes.
Okay.
She didn't need help, but she was a bit of flustered. There was some flirting.
Oh.
He was a bit of a love interest.
A paramour.
Yes, a paramour. And so I learned about Dennis and how I wanted to watch now an episode with Dennis and Jessica Fletcher. She was 65 when that show was on.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And like a little girl.
And get this, all of her love interests were age appropriate.
Well, that's good.
It is nice.
Yeah.
Caitlin did say when they weren't, it was always an issue.
Oh, I see.
Right, there was always crime. And that tiny town in Maine, Pilot's Knob or whatever it was called. Every tiny town.
I don't think it was called Pilot's Knob.
It was called Cabot's Cove. And but I want to call all small towns Pilot's Knob now. And it had a murder every week.
Until
fifth season, the sheriff changed from a small town sheriff to a big city sheriff, come for the peace. And like the second or third episode in the fifth season, the sheriff from New York is like, the hell is the matter with this town?
There are 52 murders here every week.
There's only 3,500 people in this city. Anyway, it was a great episode.
It would only
super
be
fun.
Like 22 murders every year, right?
Where? Oh, yeah, there should only be 22.
Right, because there are 22 episodes in a season.
True. All right. But it was a great episode, and people should listen.